Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Colin, for organizing the session. Especially thank you, the audience, for sitting here for almost 2 hours. But compared to 2 decades, 2 hours is still pretty short. So here, we have a 20-year monitoring project. It's very rare. And so here, the focus is on to check the performance of the instruments we have used. So many have been sustained the time. But let's see what happened. So you may ask, why do you want to check that? All you need is just to make good measurement. We can always repair, fix the instrument, but not always. Here is the reason. There is a difference from the agricultural field. There are for environmental purposes, surface barriers or covers are used to isolate underground waste. And these barriers, design life is ranged from 30 to 1,000 years. So 30 is the minimum. It's generally for the landfill covers, but for radioactive nuclear waste, the barrier life requires to, well, at least theoretically, 1,000 years. See, here's some cartoon to show the differences of the barriers. So to confirm the performance of non-barrier, so often the soil water content, soil water pressure, and drainage, even runoff, other variables need to be measured. The challenge is there are very little data available for long-term. When I say long-term, roughly, I here talk about longer than 10 years instrument performance. So when we choose the instruments, it is a challenge which one is the best for long-term monitoring. The purpose of this presentation is I will quickly review the prototype Hanford barrier from 1994 to 2013. It's roughly almost 20 years. The instrument here, I'm going to not talk about all the instruments, but the instrument I'm going to talk about includes the water content monitoring for using neutron probe and time domain reflectometry, TDR, water pressure monitoring using heat dissipation units and fiberglass blocks, and also drainage monitoring using three different instruments, dosing counters with a dosing siphon, pressure transducer, and tipping buckets. To evaluate the monitoring, we have to prevent human bias mentioned by John, but we have to use some to quantify them. Noise in data precision, accuracy, and instrument sensor stability, long-term stability. So these are roughly the indication of the instrument itself, the performance of the instrument itself. And also there are other things like the duration of the service, data completeness, loss of data, could be because of the system maintenance or system failure. The fraction of valid data, sometimes we have data, but some data are not valid. So we distinguish that can be the error codes or physically impossible values, like the negative water content, things like that. So these few items generally the indication of the system level performance, like the maintenance or other system failure. I'm not going to talk about all the items for all the instruments, but just give you an idea how did we evaluate the instruments. So here I'm going to give a background of the Hanford prototype Hanford barrier. This is the cross section of the barrier. So we see this portion, middle, is the actual barrier. There are two side slopes. One is a gravel side slope, and the other is a riprap slope. Next one shows the larger cross section. So here we see the top. This is a 2 meter thick silt loam barrier. The top 1 meter actually have a 15% pea gravel for erosion control. Anyway, there are many layers, and that's for others. I'm not going to talk too much about it here. Just give you an idea. That's the actual barrier. So I'm going to focus on the monitoring part. For water content pressure, we used to have the 14, we call water balance stations. Here they are. at this is the silt loam barrier. There's also two at the side slopes. So each one has a neutron probe access tube, a TDR probe, and also heat dissipation unit. It's a, not a one unit, it's a series of six units. Also, there are lateral neutron access tubes, eight of them, is actually below, at the bottom of the silt loam. And also there are six more at different depths of the below the barrier. Also, there are fiberglass blocks at different locations. So there are some that shows the others. And also the drainage monitoring, we have used the 12 monitoring pods. Here is the 12 pods divided by the barrier to 12 pods and to collect the drainage of each one. So use the 12 drainage vaults. There are pipes below ATS all the way to there. So this is the surface condition of the drainage vaults. So each one has a dosing siphon, a pressure transducer, and a tipping bucket to measure the drainage. So this is the roughly the system. I'll show you the drainage comes in first to the tipping bucket and then collected within this vault. There is a dosing counter. When it's at a certain level, there is a siphon system, so the water will be dumped out, drained out here, so it will be counted as one dose. There's also a pressure transducer here to measure the water level. That's an indication of the how much water is in the vault. Okay, this is the neutron probe we used. We see this neutron probe was manufactured, we checked the data, it's in 1983, so 31 years ago. So, but the surprising part is today it's still in use. It's still the same one. So that is the one we have used. So this mounting for the barrier started in 1994. This is already 11 years later after the probe, we purchased the probe. This plot shows the water storage. I use is the 12 average, the non-irrigated section. I skipped there are some irrigation there, but here is just a non-irrigated section for the reason of comparison from 94 to 2013. The storage here is the either 6 or 12 plots. We see roughly, we visually see, okay, the orange bars shows the standard deviation among the plots. It's pretty visually small. We have some quantity for them. Remember this time it's about 13 millimeters standard deviation on average, and the coefficient of variation is about 6% of that. So by the way, here is also we mentioned the fraction of valid data. There are still some invalid data for this reason. We mentioned have not negative value, but it's over the porosity values for some reason. So 97%. We also consider the loss of data, missing data was considered invalid, like zero values was invalid. Also, we checked the noise and also the long-term stability of the instrument. Here we see this is the we call shield counts. That is the when the probe is sitting in the shield, each time before above each tube, that was a measurement. So there were 14 stations. Each time there were 14 numbers. So we compare them. So there are standard deviation actually varies 0.8 to 8.7%. Average is 2.2%. We have the bars there. And another thing is from 1994 all the way to 2013, what are they for? There are looks like a little bit under the average here, but generally it looks pretty stable here. We also checked the accuracy of neutron measurement. How do we do the compare? I forgot to mention it's in the first 3 years there were irrigated simulated storms of 70 millimeters in 8 hours. So we compared here is the before the measurement, before the storm, after the storm, the water storage change. How much is it? So we know it's the applied is 70 millimeters for 3 years, almost there. So the neutron proof measured values here, so they are in the blue color. On average here, we see the 79 versus 69, so almost 80 versus 70. There's a 15% overestimation of the change, not the actual values, the change here. So now I'm going to switch to the TDR system. We have the MP917 probes from 95 to 2000. Here it's about 6 years. So that is a seven segments, 1.85 meters long probe. There's a cartoon there. And then in 2001, 2007, this probe that I call long probe was replaced by the three short probes like this combination. So the reason you will know is because they didn't perform well at this time. So here's the data for the two sides of TDR probes. That's the standard deviation. It's the same thing, 6 or 12 non-irrigated stations. We can see the variation is large. And actually, we checked, the TDR gave hourly data. If we check there, they have very high noise to prevent for any small, short time scale analysis. And here is the, we could check that one, we have a 62 millimeters standard deviation. That is, it's a 27% standard coefficient of variation. That is about 4 or 5 times larger than neutron probe data. Also, we mentioned the life of the probes, almost it's like about 5 years or so. At that time, the system, the data become too noisy to be used. And a fraction of them basically stopped working, functioning properly. Here's the accuracy check, the same thing compared with the storms, but the TDR only have measured two of them. So we see these are the TDR measurements. So there's an average of 34% underestimation of the storage change. So that is the, we have the numbers there. I will talk also about the HDUs, heat dissipation unit for measuring so water pressure head. It's be careful, it's the log scale. Looks like they are all right. This is the 6 HDUs. So the gridded area is the standard deviation, one standard deviation range. It looks okay for the first 3 or 4 years, and there are some missing data here. And then it was functioning, but there are some spikes. Very sharp change. At this time, there were a couple years gap, and then the system, we are not sure, probably the surface condition was stopped working. The wire of the probe was damaged, or other things prevented the logging. And then later, there are a few still working, but because of the other issues, programming issues, so the data was not usable. Anyway, I want to mention here is even today, there are still a few of them still providing signals. But the range I want to mention is looks like the by a factor of 2. Is the if the upper part is 200%, but the other side will be 50%. So multiply or divide by a factor roughly by 2. This is assumed if the measurement error is 0.1 degrees, and the precision is maybe factor of 2 to 4. So it's not a 20% or 30%. It's maybe 200 or a few hundred percent. Fiberglass block today, we don't even know anybody have been making these things. Okay, but still, we used them, and then they actually performing better than we expected. We thought they didn't want to last long, but it's not bad. Especially, we found that the accuracy probably is even better than the HDUs. And the precision is also better. So it's an interesting result as well. For the drainage, that's the deucine siphon, that's the pressure transducer, and the TV buckets. So I'm going to not talk about, but we just mentioned they performed well for 19 years. Data complete is 90% almost, and the fraction validated is over 90%. But they have different issues. Each one has different resolution, so the range of measurements. So I'm going to summarize, stop here. So we summarize data with different instrument level performance and system level, and some of them actually performed better than have a surface life over 10 years. Neutron probe especially is performed very well. But for another finding is that for long-term monitoring, the other power supplies, the wiring, peripherals are very important as well. If they fail, the whole system will fail. So I'd like to acknowledge many of the people from different institutions. Thank you.